Hi, you're listening to Historia, a program in the Delta College History Department. Today, I'm going to share a story by me, Dr. Amy French, about a woman many of you may never have heard of. Our human past is filled with interesting characters who never make it into the history books. As the American Historical Association reminds us, history is not a collection of facts. History consists of making arguments about what happened based on what people recorded. The voices of people who don't have a robust record are marginalized then. With Historia, the history professors of Delta College have attempted to reveal stories about lesser-known figures in history. My story today recounts the life of a woman whose past has mainly come to light because of her grandson's popularity on a reality television show, Million Dollar Listing LA. The sources I consulted to craft this story are not the traditional works I analyzed to write history, but non-academic sources afforded me the opportunity to give you a glimpse into the interesting life of fashion icon Edith Flagg. In 1919, shortly after the peace treaty for World War I had been signed, Edith Fürstein was born. She was raised in Galați, Romania, and moved to Austria to study fashion when she was 15. Edith was there when Nazis marched into Vienna, occupying the city in 1938. A Jew, she fled to the Netherlands. She joined the Dutch resistance, attempting to thwart Nazi plans and saving both Jewish and non-Jewish lives. While working in the Dutch underground, Edith married her second husband, Erich Flaggenheimer. Her first husband, Hans Stein, had been captured by the Nazis and killed at Auschwitz in 1944. After World War II, the pair shortened their last name to Flagg and emigrated to the United States, settling in Los Angeles, California. Edith started working her way up in the fashion industry, starting her own company, Edith Flagg Incorporated, in 1956. Her company manufactured dresses, and she is most known for changing the course of American fashion by introducing the material polyester to the U.S. after finding it in Europe. A skilled communicator with an easy grace and charm about her, Edith became quite successful. According to the president of the California Fashion Association, Edith was one of the first to understand PR and how important it was in this business. She made sure her name got out there by branding her clothing with her name. Her success was bolstered by her exclusive contract with an English manufacturer of polyester called Crimpline. Polyester revolutionized fashion since the fabric wore easily, draped well, and didn't wrinkle as easily as natural fabrics. Moreover, it was easy to care for. It disguised dirt, held its shape after numerous washings, and dried easily. Her savvy business sense, fashion prowess, and hard work created a fortune for Edith Flagg. She closed her business in 2000, but the fashion mogul continued to inspire. Millions of million-dollar listing viewers couldn't wait for the scenes when Edith appeared on the screen, filming with her grandson, Josh Flagg. Her witticisms enchanted viewers. At 93, Edith Flagg said in an interview, "You have to be in the right place at the right time. Never think you are anything less than the best at your trade. If you believe in yourself, so will others." Edith died in her Los Angeles home on August 13, 2014, of natural causes at the age of 94. This story was created by me, Delta History Professor Amy French, and you've been listening to Historia on Delta College Public Radio.